Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Hello, and welcome back to Ministry Along the Way.
Well, hello. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there, and happy Tuesday to you.
Thank you.
Yes. So,
Tuesday.
Yes, so quickly.
Our third Tuesday. Yeah, well, we want to welcome our audience, and for those of you who may be tuning in for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just said, this is our third show. This is Ministry Along the Way on Blog Talk Radio, and we want to thank you once again for joining us. I'm Demetria.
And I am Tanya.
And tonight's show, I'm happy to say, is an attitude of gratitude. How do you like the sound of that?
I like it. This is a challenging topic, but this is a very interesting topic. So I cannot wait to hear what people have to say regarding gratitude.
Yeah, I think, as the week went on and I've been thinking more about this subject,
mm-hmm.
Gratitude, some people say, I've heard they say that people who are grateful are the happiest people. Have you ever heard that?
Well, I have, and I can say that I can see that fitting me, and I saw a quote like that online as well that says people who are the happy people are the most thankful people.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense.
It's like one goes with the
other,
huh?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I know sometimes, though, in my life, I forget. I just go along, and I'm getting along, and then all of a sudden I'm in this funk. I don't know if it's all of a sudden, but somehow I found myself, just not operating at my best. Just kind of, what I'm saying? In a swamp.
Fair. I think that's a fair emotion.
Mm-hmm.
If I can say it like that, say the word fair, because I don't believe you're by yourself.
No, I don't think so either. I really don't. But what I found is if I kind of shift my focus,
mm-hmm.
and start looking at the good things that are going on in my life. Not that I'm trying to avoid thinking about my issues.
Right.
Sometimes I just need to get out of that funk.
Yeah, I was going to say that. You need something to lift you up
mm-hmm.
from that bad feeling, right?
Right.
Yesterday, and wait, I want to just say I'm thankful that you came up with this topic because you were waiting for me to call you back so
right.
we could discuss a topic.
Right.
And we normally, kind of banter back and forth to decide what we're going to talk about. And because I had gotten so busy, and I didn't get back to you in enough time.
And why else? The other reason, because it was Super Bowl weekend.
Okay. So you brought it up. Well, it was Super Bowl weekend, and I'm just sorry, but that game, I'm feeling some kind of way about the way that game ended. But anyway, this is not a sports talk show,
yeah.
But congratulations to New England. Not my favorite team, but congratulations if any of you are fans of New England. But, yeah, but I am thankful that I have a co-host that you picked the ball up. And so, yeah, that kind of
mm-hmm.
I was happy about that. So just let me tell you thank you.
You're welcome.
So, yeah. There yesterday, right? And my bedroom isn't finished. And when you're talking about in a funk, and so I'm doing all these renovations, and
right.
sometimes I feel like I'm in over my head. And so I'm just standing in a room, in this empty room that has been sheetrock. Thank God there is sheetrock up. And I go, oh my goodness, when is this going to be done? And what did I get myself into? And I was kind of like, not in a funk, but just started feeling a little overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guys had thrown out some trash out in the backyard from the window, all the wood and stuff. And so it finally had been sitting there for at least 2 weeks or probably a little bit more than that. My backyard was just inundated with a bunch of wood and stuff. So finally somebody cleaned it up. You know, my dad and the neighbor, they cleaned it up. But as I'm just gazing out the window, because I just needed to take a moment, I was getting a little overwhelmed about the process. And I looked down, and the remaining wood that was left, it kind of made a sign of a cross.
Really?
Not kind of. It's a sign of a cross. And so I must have stared at that thing for the longest, and I just literally started saying thank you. And I was going to actually take a picture of it to show it to you and hoping that I
okay.
could put it on the show because it's still there. I didn't touch it. And as I'm looking out the window, you know, I can kind of look down at it, and it's just perfectly laying there. And I didn't do it, you know. And it just kind of made me kind of think
a gentle reminder.
Then listen, slow down, I got you. You're going to complete it. And for that moment, I kid you not, I just said the little things.
Right.
The little
exactly.
things.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you, we just jumped right into this topic. I am excited about it. But I do want to say, I think that we do have a caller. And what I want to say is thank you for tuning in. I know who that caller is. And we're going to let you on, make you live in just a minute. But I want to give a few instructions for those of you who may be listening in for the first time. I'm going to give out our guest call-in number for those of you who want to call in. The number is 347-637-3604. Call in. If you want us to make you live, you're going to push the number 1. And that way I'll be able to see you in the studio, and I'll know that you want to talk to us. Like I said, we jumped right into this topic.
We did, because this is a really
mm-hmm.
good one. And just to reiterate the topic, just in case folks have just logged on, right?
Right.
Because we also have people that are listening through their computer
right.
system. So the topic is, again,
an attitude of gratitude.
And we really want to kind of dig into your mind and your heart. We want to know, what are you thankful for? Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, when you hear the word gratitude, what makes you feel a sense of gratitude? And we want to hear from you. We can tell you about some of
ours. Yeah, we're going to be telling you some of ours as the night goes on.
Mm-hmm. And then, and if you don't have the number, just to kind of check in, the number is 347, if you want to call in.
Right.
637-3601. And
four.
Excuse me, let me repeat it. 347, area code. 637-3604, and you're going to press #1.
Just one.
If you want to chime in on this conversation. So are we going to go there?
Yes, let's go ahead. This is a challenge for tonight. There's a challenge on the table. When you call in, we want you to tell us 3 to 5 things that you're thankful for.
Mm-mm.
Okay, 3 to 5 things. We can all come up with those 5, don't you think?
Oh yeah.
You want to start? You just told us about.
I just told you my one. I just told you the one. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And you even gave us some background. That would be good too if you give us some background and why you're thankful for those 3 to 5 things. And I gotta say, I'm thankful for books.
Okay,
I'm really thankful for books. Books have meant a lot to me in my life from a child.
Okay.
There are still some books that I remember reading as a child that had that much impact on me. And I just, if I see the title or hear about it on Jeopardy, if it
mm-hmm.
turns out to be a Jeopardy answer,
mm-hmm.
I'm like really excited. One of those would be The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
C.S.
Lewis.
The Witch in the Wardrobe.
Yes. Have
okay.
you not heard of those?
Never.
The movies and everything.
Is it your black and white?
No. No, this is C.S. Lewis.
Okay.
And he wrote these books. They're called The Chronicles of Narnia. It's a whole other world, and it's an allegory.
Okay.
So it's an actual allegory of Doma Christianity.
Okay.
So these were written for kids, and I remember being in maybe the 4th grade when I was first introduced to these books, and I still love them to this
day. What was so good about the book?
The characters. There was a lion that represented Jesus. His name was Aslan. four siblings, two brothers, two sisters, and they go through this wardrobe and find themselves in a whole other world that has been under a curse.
Which is pretty much
where we are right now, in today's world.
It's
under a curse where it's always winter, and it's being ruled by this wicked, like, witch.
Okay.
So, of course, there's a redeemer.
So it wasn't a wicked, dark, black witch.
No, specifically, cool. that's what
you know, I'm just saying, you know, it's always a black, I'm just
no,
the color black.
No. But, of course, there's a Redeemer, Aslan. It's a wonderful story. Great books to get your kids started reading on, like, if they're not already reading.
We'll have to put that on our resources when we get to the website.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But books for me, they can, you know, you just find things out.
You learn.
You learn. You find out what's going on in the world. You find out what went on in history. The books have just always been important to me. And I know not everybody's a reader, but I don't understand that. That's something I just don't understand. How are you not a reader?
Is this a pet peeve?
Yes, it is. Can you tell?
Yeah,
you
I can see your expression on your face.
Yeah.
I can see the expression on your face.
Like, you don't read.
And if they do, you find sometimes they're an escape, too. Like, they can take you to other places. And
right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And did you notice that I said something like books.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the little things.
Yes.
You know, I want to put that out there, too, that we're not necessarily looking for you to tell us something big.
If you want to, but
I really want to make a point that that's not always about the great big old things, that there's still so much happiness and joy and contentment even in the small things, and sometimes we overlook that because we're looking for it to come from something big and major.
Well, you know, the coolest thing about what you just said is that as of late, I've just been feeling like the small things are the big things because the small things so matter. Like, it doesn't take, for me now, you know, as I'm getting older, I'm appreciative of the small things. Like, it's simple. Keep it simple. You know?
Exactly.
Seattle, you should keep it simple. I'm sorry, I just had to say that. Marshawn Lynch is simple. But anyway, I'm sorry. But, yeah, keep it simple. And yeah. So, yeah, the little things.
The little things. I'm going to
ask. Can we ask the caller, is it a little thing or a big thing? What are you thankful for?
Hello there, caller. Can you tell us your name and where you're calling from? I knew it was Heather. How you doing, Heather?
Good.
Did you hear our question tonight?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So,
what are you thankful for? 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for.
Okay. Well, I'm thankful for life in general. And I'm thankful for having good health and good strength.
Okay.
And also, I don't know, my family.
Your family? I'm going to throw a twist in with that one. Okay, Heather, you ready?
You ready for the twist?
We're gonna take family off the table because we know we're grateful for our families. Unless, of course, there's some specific.
Okay.
Unless there's an incident or something, you know, this was going on, and you know, my dad was healed from this or that. That's different. But we know we're grateful for our spouses. We know we're grateful for our children, and in Heather's case, her godchild. Right.
Right.
Right, Heather? Okay, so we're going to take that off the table, make it a little, you might have to do some digging and think about that one a little bit more, because we're going to take those easy ones off the table. And you know what? We know you're thankful for Jesus.
Heather, don't do that, because you just said my first three.
We know you're thankful for Jesus. Yeah, we're going to take that one off the table, too, okay?
Right. Right. I ain't never done this before.
That's all right. You know what you're thankful for, though.
Right. So, what else I can say?
Oh, goodness.
If those things, though, because Demetri is asking for small things, and I get it. Mm-hmm. And that's because she's trying to get people to think, to even appreciate the little things.
Right.
But we just want folks to know, if that is a circumstance where somebody has had something going on in their life or health issues, you're definitely thankful for it, right? So we're not suggesting don't be thankful for that. But I think, you know, because she knows you have it, she just wants for you to kind of like dig a little deep. I mean, what's your favorite food or your favorite thing to do?
Well, my favorite food is crawfish, and I ain't got none yet.
you know what, Heather? You know what I heard? Mm-hmm. That because of the weather and everything, there might be a delay in you getting your crawfish, and the price is
high. But the thing is, they're too high. They're out, but they're too high, and I don't want to pay for them.
I understand that.
Okay. So
Heather's got crawfish.
Right.
I knew you would probably say seafood, but I thought it was going to be like a fried seafood platter. That tends to be what you go for, right? That's what I thought. If it came to food, I thought you were going to say a seafood platter.
So you're thankful for a seafood platter.
Right.
I think your family would be happy to know that, though, you are thankful for family. Because, I mean, let's just be honest. There are some folks that
don't even say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't even pick up the phone to even call family.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt who lives in Las Vegas, I probably speak to her. If I don't speak to her at least once a day, it's kind of odd. Like, literally, I'm like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. And we talk often, and I appreciate those conversation. So, you know, when you say family, you know, sometimes we have that special person in the family. And I am appreciative of that. I can say that building that closeness with an auntie. So I'm feeling you on that, Heather, because, I mean, you took my first top three. She's challenging us tonight.
Yeah, it is. It's a challenge.
So here's the definition for gratitude. I just wanted to go to Wikipedia. I won't say Webster because, you know, this is all off the Internet now, right? So gratitude, the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. And I just wanted to kind of stick on that return kindness part, because when we always say thankful, that we're thankful for being on the receiving end. We have this gratitude for being on the receiving end. But now you have this challenge. And I also want to challenge folks, too.
Mm-hmm.
I want to challenge folks to think about when was the last time you showed an action of kindness to someone else? Like, when did you extend that act of kindness to someone else so that they can feel thankful to you in return?
So that they can?
Or that they can feel good.
Okay.
That they can feel good. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I like that challenge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when was the last time, Heather, since you're on, you did something that was an act of kindness to someone else?
Cool. It's been a while. But I feel like anything you do for somebody is out of the kindness of your heart. It's not, you know, I'm the type of person, I'm not asking you to give me anything. I don't want nothing. You know, if I'm going to do something for somebody, I'm going to do it. I don't want to go back and say, well, I did this for you, you need to do this for me. I don't like that.
Right.
And they got people like that. I don't like that. Don't go back to somebody and say, well, I did this for you, so you need to do this for me, or I can't do it for you.
I absolutely agree with you.
It didn't start off with an act of kindness,
like
I think.
That's
a selfish motive. Yeah. And I'm almost hearing, like, this is something that you're very passionate about, Heather. Just your tone changed. And it sounds like you are a giving person.
I can attest to that.
And it just really sounds like that. And so, and then it almost sounds like you even give in acts of like small little things, you know, almost kind of like what Demetria is saying, tell me five things that you know, you feel grateful for. But I can hear you even say you do some acts of kindness to folks that are just off the cuff, and it may not be anything too large. It may not have a lot of money attached to it, but just little small tokens. If you need me to be a listening ear,
right,
or to come and help out with something.
Right.
I know when I first started being around Demetria, you were right there. Like, you were on her hip. So, like, like a companion, sort of, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know? So,
yeah,
that's an act of kindness, I think, spending time with people.
Right,
right.
Right. I would think so. Like Heather was saying, it's something you do from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, without this expectation in return that you, you know, I scratch your back, you scratch mine, even though that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's nice, but if you are just genuinely wanting to do something for somebody and you're doing it just free of heart, I don't know, that kind of, what would help you rest well? I think, don't you feel good after doing something
girl,
like that?
Oh, it's like a high. It's a good high.
Yeah.
I don't want to be negative, you know, like saying that you should be high, but it's a good feeling. Let me say that.
It is
a good feeling. What about, how do you think the world would be? And I know this is a question people would always ask, but it's one that we should constantly bring
mm-hmm.
up. If people would extend more acts of kindness. We're talking about this thing about gratitude, and I just wanted to change it from me receiving on a receiving
mm-hmm.
end, and what does it look like about, you know, how does it look like giving? And I just think if people would do that more. On my way back, I was on the airplane, and the girl's luggage was past my seat. She was sitting further from me, but she decided to put her luggage, I guess, seats back. And so instead of making her wait, you know, I just grabbed her suitcase and I, you know, gave it to her and got my stuff and kept on going. And she said, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And she turned back around and said, now I have to do it to someone else. I have to do it to someone else.
Pass it on.
And I didn't even think of it
mm-hmm.
in that frame, but it was good that she received it like that. And I made her day, and she's going to make some, she
mm-hmm.
perhaps made someone else's day.
That's almost like planting a seed. Like, that's what you did, like planting a seed, and then, you know, you get harvest from that seed, and
mm-hmm.
now you can go out and just spread the gratitude, spread the acts of kindness. Remember that? It was like a campaign once upon a time.
That was the movie, remember Pay It Forward?
Right.
Mm-hmm. The movie with the little boy?
Yeah, I remember
yeah.
that movie.
Yeah.
But have we gotten away from that, you think?
Yes, but I think there's still folks that are out there doing
mm-hmm.
it. You went back to saying, you mentioned it makes you feel good. It really does. It really puts you in a good space.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I even do it intentionally.
Right.
Just to get that good mm-hmm. feeling. I heard you say sometimes when you're in a funk and,
mm-hmm.
you know, you just want to feel better, you start thinking about all the good things that has happened in your life. A lot of times I intentionally want to extend myself to people
mm-hmm.
to take my mind off of the things
right.
that I'm going through. Because I'm like, wait a minute, if I can put a smile on someone else's face, it puts a smile
right.
on my face.
Right, and in those times that I was talking about, and, you know, if you just need to shift your focus
mm-hmm.
just for a little while, not that you're trying to avoid dealing with something that needs to be
absolutely.
Dealt with.
Absolutely.
Because we all have that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have those things, those issues that just have to be faced. But, you know, on a regular basis, I want that to be the exception to the rule, but just that I live a life.
What about even in your act of kindness?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is one that's really, really, you know, hard, deep, or whatever. Extending yourself to someone who has not been kind to you.
That's a big one.
And
mm-hmm.
how freeing it is.
Mm-hmm.
When you've extended, it may not be, granted, y'all, we're not talking about go out and buy a person a car or taking them out to dinner, but, you know, a person that has not been kind to you and you
mm-hmm.
just walk up to them and give them a hug.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was below.
I think everybody's mind, your mind,
their
mind. You know, that you even
I'm
have
putting it out there because I even, yeah. I was a guinea pig.
Uh-huh.
That blew my mind. Because I know I can, you know, my mouth can cut you like a knife sometimes, you know, but try to reverse it and try some new things. And, yeah, that will blow a person's mind.
Mm-hmm.
And they may need that hug, and that's probably why, you know, that friction happened
right.
before, because they just don't know how to,
right.
to give
right.
love or give
mm-hmm.
kindness or what have you. So that's another challenge. Well, we're talking about this, an attitude of gratitude thing. I guess we're talking about changing our attitude toward being more thankful. Right. One. And then also, you know, giving, showing acts of kindness to others in that whole gratitude thing. So not looking at it as self all the time.
Right. Right. I think, too, there's some things that just needs to be a part of our lifestyle. At least I want this to be a part of my lifestyle. I'm not going to take that on for everybody else.
No.
But
not working out a part of your lifestyle, walking.
You're talking about physically working out with the exercise?
I'm sorry, y'all. That was a mad show, and I'm just not letting her off the hook with that exercise in one time or two.
Well, you know, I was thankful for what I did do. You see how that works? I'm thankful for my one day a week. Really, Tanyelle, I thought I was doing something. Yes, with my one day a week, and you have come and just burst my
heart. Oh, my goodness. She's going to take her things back, and she thinks, I am so sorry.
I really did. I thought I was
I want to challenge you in this challenge that we're challenging people to increase that one day a week to maybe a day and a half.
I'll take that challenge.
Okay,
there we go. Okay, I'll take that. Yeah.
We're going to be challenged all year, y'all.
It seems like it, huh? Well,
yeah.
That's good. It makes us better.
Yeah.
Stretches us.
Okay.
The areas we don't want to be stretched. Oh, you know what you just reminded me of? We're bringing that up.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bridges and I went.
Ding, ding, ding.
We went to the French Quarter this weekend.
Okay.
We might be getting a little off topic here, but we do that.
It'll come back full circle.
Yeah, go ahead. So we're walking around, and I'm taking pictures. People mistake me for a tourist. But we're walking around, and we have plans to go and see a 12 o'clock movie.
Okay.
So we're in the French Market at this time and realizing we have to get back to Canal Street, Canal Place, by 12. So it's like it's 11:30 and getting a little, you know, after that. So we're what I call power walking. So by the time we get near the building, I'm like, you know what? All right, we power walked enough. We need to stop. And he's like, that's what you call power walking? I'm like, yes. I said, when my legs start itching, I know I'm done.
Wow.
You know when your legs burn?
Yeah, he had a nice burn.
I hate that feeling, and I just wanted to stop.
Okay.
So I'm like, scratching my legs, and he's just looking at me, shaking his head, saying, I got to get that exercise bike for you, and soon.
Cool, so that means that only one time a day.
Yeah, so.
It's out of love, y'all. I want that heart to keep pumping good and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You just reminded me of that. Okay.
That's a challenge. Okay. So I found this quote, going back to the whole gratitude thing. I want to find it. Bear with me, folks. Bear with me. And it was actually one of our presidents, JFK. So he said, as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is words, but to live by them.
I like that.
When you hear that, what does that make you think about?
It's action.
Yeah.
It's not just about talking the talk. It's about walking the walk.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thought of what we're talking about
right
now. Yeah.
Right.
Getting out there and just doing it.
And I agree with it. And, you know, we're so divided in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
Society, we're divided in our homes. We're divided in our workplace. Just in our churches. That's just division everywhere. But I think this is one area that we can come together on and say, you know what? We can all stand to be a little more grateful, spread it around a bit more. That's why the challenge tonight, just to get us thinking, get the juices flowing so that this becomes a lifestyle and not even just some random act.
Correct.
You know, that it's purposeful.
Right, right. It's a part of you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's like second nature. Your first language, your primary language is one of gratitude.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to actually go into a break, but before we go into the break, in case anyone is just coming on, we are Ministry Along the Way, and I am your host, Tanyelle.
And I'm Demetria.
And we're talking about an attitude of gratitude. And Demetria has put a challenge out there on the table. Can you name 3 to 5 things that you are grateful for in your life? And I just kind of wanted to add on to that and find out, when was the last time you extended yourself to someone else? When was the last time you showed an act of kindness? We'll be right back in just a minute. Hello, we are back. This is Ministry Along the Way. I am your host, Tanyelle, and
I'm Demetria.
Guys, we are so excited about this topic, an attitude of gratitude, and we're just going to dive right into it. The challenge on the table, can you name 3 to 5 things that you are grateful for in your life? And we were talking about some of those things that we are grateful for. We had a caller. Her name was Heather. It is Heather. And she shared with us some things that she's grateful for. And I see we have another caller. And we're going to get you right in this conversation rather quickly, caller. So, hello. Who do we have calling in? Caller, are you there? Okay, well, we'll come back to you. Hang on if you want to say something, and we'll try to get you back.
Hello?
Caller there? Okay.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Sorry, yes, we can. Technical difficulties. Sorry about that. So who are we talking to?
My name is Kiara.
Hello, Miss Kiara.
Hi. How you doing, Miss Demetria?
What part of the town are you calling from, Kiara?
I'm calling from Mid-City in New Orleans. I'm actually still here at work. I'm at Delgado Community College and tuning into the broadcast online.
Oh, I appreciate you. Kiara is one of the sweetest people.
Aww.
You know, I just have this thought that I haven't met too many genuinely sweet people.
Oh, wow.
I can count them on one hand.
Mm.
She's one of them.
Oh, wow, Kiara. That's
thank you, Miss
Demetria.
Genuinely.
Wow.
Super.
That is a lot. That really
is. And thank you so much for calling in. What do you want to share with us tonight? You have 3 to 5 things. And did you hear the little twist on the challenge? Did you hear that?
I heard the 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for. I didn't hear the twist, though. What was
the
twist?
Let me give you the twist.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to take all the givens off the table. So we know you're thankful for family. We know if
okay.
you have a spouse, you're thankful for the spouse. We're thankful for Jesus, the Bible, and we know that. So we're going to take those givens off the table, okay?
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay, so 3 to 5 things I'm grateful for. You can definitely say a positive outlook on life. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for healthy relationships, and I'm grateful for my staff. I have a good staff,
yeah.
And let's see. I'm just I'm grateful to be alive, and that's about it for now. I mean, you took my givens off. Those were my first two, my family and Jesus.
Of course they were. You know, you said something that stood out to me. You're grateful for your staff. Can you go into a little more detail about that?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, I work at Delgado, and I just over the past few months just have recently realized how important it is to have a good team and working in higher ed, and I guess really in the organization, you can't do it alone. And I realize that,
that's
and
right.
I'm just so grateful for my staff because whenever I tell them we have to stay late, we have to work on Saturday, I need you to work on this report, I really just get people to jump on board and just do it. And I'm very appreciative for that because I couldn't imagine having to do it all by myself.
I absolutely appreciate what you're saying, Kiara. It almost makes you want to bless them, doesn't it? Like, if somebody does something that freely for you with no kind of hang-ups, without the complaints
yes.
and all that, it's like, oh, how can I bless them? How can I do something back to them? So it goes even back to what you're saying, Kyle.
Thank you.
It's like this circle even. It's just that it's contagious. Maybe
yes, ma'am.
And it puts you in a really good place. It really puts you
yes.
in a good place, right? Right.
Yes, and when you were, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh,
you go ahead.
And you guys were saying earlier about when was the last time you did something for somebody, you know, that you just did something for them, like an act of kindness.
Right.
And I was just talking to my supervisor earlier, and I was telling her, you know, I really just want to do something that won't hurt my pocket, where I could just show my staff how much I appreciate them. And when you guys were saying that earlier, I was like, wow, you know, I was just before before she left today, I said, you know, if it's just like, you know, a little certificate or a nice ink pen, I just want to do something where I can just say
mm-hmm.
I am so grateful, you know, that you are
yeah.
on my team, that, you know, and for everything that you
that.
Do, and that I wouldn't trade
I
you.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
you
know
guys.
What? And that encourages folks to be productive.
Yes,
ma'am. Mm-hmm. So coming from a supervisor, if I were on your team as I'm listening to you, that would just cause me to want to be productive
mm-hmm.
and I want to work harder. So to speak, for you to get the job done.
Right.
Just to know that you just simply appreciate the fact that, you know, we're busting our butts
yeah.
and we're staying late.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really even kind that you thought about that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just that I'm sure they will want you to know you can count on me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know what I want to say, too? A lot of times we're at work, you know, for long periods of days, and you just explain that sometimes you're there late hours and you're at work right now. So just imagine if you are leaving work disgruntled and you take that attitude
right.
home with you. So just the mere fact that it sounds like you try to create a very wholesome environment in your workspace as much as you can, and with just that little act of kindness that you're getting ready to do, man, somebody's home is going to be really nice that night. Like, you know, somebody's going to go home.
Somebody's
going to go home with that attitude, and it's going to be contagious, like Demetria is saying. That's really nice.
Yeah.
And I hope other people who are out there listening kind of use that as an example.
You know what I think, too, Kiara? You said that you wanted to do something that wasn't going to hurt the pocketbook. And I think, you know, even let's just say that you found that you couldn't do what you wanted to do, or I can't do anything at all. I think just the spirit that you wanted to do it at all, that spirit of gratitude is there at all. It's just
there
anyway. And I think it changes the atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know, it sets the tone. So there's a spirit of gratefulness. And there again, this word is coming up again, contagious. Let's spread it around.
Because, no, but seriously, just think about having a bad day at work. You take that home with you. And just because you've decided to do something like this, Kiana, I can just see someone going home with a smile on their face, and then taking that attitude and carrying that attitude at home. And I hope you're able to do what it is that you want to do.
I do too.
And I do appreciate you for sharing it, you know,
thank
sharing
you
that
so
with
us. Much.
Yeah,
well, thank you.
I'm grateful for that. I am.
Thank you.
She's still at work, and she called us.
You thought it was the time to call.
Yeah, you thought about us. She's listening in.
We hope
yes, ma'am, I will.
Yeah, continue to listen, and also share our show with other folks. You know, let other people know that we're out there. And if you can't call in sometimes, you can always go back and listen to the podcast.
You can always go listen to the archive show. And this might be a good time to say, too, we do have a chat room. If you want to enter the chat room and talk that way, you would need to create a Blog Talk Radio account. That just simply means you're creating a login and a password. And from there, we'd be able to enter into the chat room. You can click that you want to follow our show, and, you know, you'll get the little reminders of our show to come on, and you'll be able to chat with us in the chat room.
Thank you, Kiana. We do appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm enjoying the show.
Good,
thank you. We're so thankful.
All right.
That was cool. That really was. I really do appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Just imagine if more supervisors were like that.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. Because
mm-hmm.
when she said that, it really just made me think about, man, you know, I've been on jobs where I've gone home frustrated.
Of course.
And feel so unappreciated.
It is miserable.
Yeah.
You dread coming in the next day.
Yeah.
You can't wait to leave the place. You're like running to your car.
Yeah.
And when the morning comes, you're like,
I gotta go back to that place.
It's morning already.
And you know, as a supervisor, you know, thinking about that position and having been in that position, you really feel responsible for people, you know, for your employees, and you also feel responsible for getting the job done. And sometimes those two responsibilities can clash. So kudos to Kiana for finding Kudos to Kiara for finding a way to balance the two.
Yeah.
Right, kudos.
I absolutely appreciate you for taking time out of your obviously busy schedule.
Yeah. So if anyone is just calling in or logging on, today's topic is an attitude for gratitude, and Demetria has placed a challenge on the table, and it simply is, can you name 3 to 5 things that you are grateful for? And then she added a little caveat on to that.
Yes, I did.
So you cannot, not that you cannot. We don't want to put restraints on people, but you can, we want you to dig deep, like really.
Right.
We know the on the surface things that, you know, you're happy for your health and things like that. Now, of course, if there was some really pressing health issues, we want to hear that, you know. But she's looking for you to dig deep and kind of let us know about some of those little things that you're grateful for.
Yeah.
And the other thing I wanted to know was, when was the last time you showed an act of kindness? And that's still all in that gratitude theme,
mm-hmm.
right?
It is.
So when was the last time you showed an act of kindness?
Oh, goodness. You have really put me on the spot. I've got to dig deep now. Not that it's been that long. Mm-hmm. Just for the moment, I've got to think, Yesterday, I made jello for Mr. Bridges. He likes jello. I made jello for him. Yes.
He
didn't ask for it.
I just made the jello.
And how did he feel?
He loved it.
I mean, was he excited about the jello?
Oh, yeah. He's like, thank you, babe.
Like, babe, you made thank you, babe.
Did you get whipped cream?
I said, oh, I forgot the whipped cream.
So next time you guys get the whipped cream.
Yeah, I just forgot.
But I bet you made his day with the jello.
Yeah.
It's the little thing.
It's the little thing.
So since you're newly married, and I will pick on you just a little bit, not too much. So tell me one little thing that hubby did that put a smile on your face.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, where do I start?
Can y'all tell that she is in love?
Where can I start? Well, this weekend, he spent a whole lot of time with me from Friday night on. You know how we kind of get busy in our lives, and sometimes you can just pass it in the night.
And I'm
going to be telling a lot of my stuff here, but I sent him a text message during the day on Friday, and this is coming from somebody who used to hate texting.
And then when we started dating, you know, I told him, call me, don't text me, call me. He just
sent me this little text, and I started to love it.
It was just a sweet little thing.
But anyway, so I sent a text and just said, I miss you. And he said, you know what? We're going to spend some time together. I'm going to make some time for my wife. That's what he said.
Aww.
So I forgot there was a funeral that he was going to on Friday night. He must have forgotten about that funeral. He said, it's like tonight. But he didn't. He was like, no, we're still going to go and have our date night tonight. So he went in and did that. So I thought that was him saying all the kind of stuff that he's done for
me. Yeah.
Anyway, Saturday comes, and he says, well, we're going to go out to the French Quarter. We're going to go out and get breakfast. We went to the French Quarter. We spent a better part of the day out there. That doesn't happen like that on a weekend.
Oh, wow.
He works a lot.
A lot.
So
yeah, if you guys knew my brother-in-law, he puts in some time, and work-wise, I mean, he takes care of his home and his lady. And so to
he
put that fine
time.
Time
for me this
weekend. How did that make you feel?
I felt so good. I thought we were going home after the movie. He says, oh, no, we're not done.
Oh.
And then we went back and went to a restaurant and just made a day of it.
Didn't have to fly across the country.
No, we weren't in a rush.
Yeah.
Except for that the power walking we did.
You didn't have to go across the country into this expensive trip and all these expensive gifts.
Not at all.
He called out some
quality time.
All right.
Quality time.
We have another caller.
Well,
we have a listener.
And listener, if you do want to add your voice to the conversation, we need you to press the number one on your telephone.
Telephone number is area code 347-637-3604. And we would love to hear from you, listener.
We absolutely would.
So, yeah, the topic is basically an attitude of gratitude. Can you name 3 to 5 things that you are grateful for? And also, if you want to share with us some small acts of kindness that you may have done. So can I share one thing that I was happy about?
Sure.
Well, while I was out of town, my friend Keisha, one of my choir members, she texted me just like out of the blue to say that she wanted to know if I made it there safely, one, and that she appreciated me and she was like, I just wanted to know you made it there okay. And I just thought that was so off the cuff. I was a little, because we don't talk all the time. We really don't. And I texted her back, and I said, Keisha, thank you. I'm so glad that, you know, somebody thought about me. And so she texted back and said, you deserve it. And it did. It made me cry. It really did, because often to have other girlfriends share like that, you know, sometimes you don't get that that openness.
And
she said, you deserve it. And I kind of felt like, okay, cool.
And it's just nice to know when somebody's thinking about you.
Really good.
You know, sometimes because we're busy, we're all coming and going, we don't get a chance to call and all that stuff. But just to know somebody was thinking about you. So even, like I said, just a small text, or even once you do get that phone call. I had an aunt, my aunt Mayola, one time. I said, I've been thinking about you. She said, just as long as you think about me, just keep thinking about me.
Keep on thinking about me.
Keep
Keith, if you're listening, and I know you do listen sometimes, and she, you know, I know you started school, but you listen to the podcast, but I want to tell you that I do appreciate that call. You already know I do, and especially the response back to say that you deserve it. And I'm like, man, that really makes me feel good, and I felt like I'm, you know, I must be being a good friend. I want to forget that. So I love you for that. That made my day.
We do have another listener, it looks like, and we just want to say again, if you want to add your voice to the conversation, go ahead and press the number 1, and we'll take the opportunity to say again that tonight's topic is an attitude of gratitude, and we have a challenge on the table. So for the caller who just called in, I just want to make you aware there's a challenge on the table. Name 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for in your life.
Yes. And we are a ministry along the way for folks that are just coming on. And I am your host, Tanyelle. And
I'm Demetria.
And Carla, we are ready to hear from you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name? Where are you coming from?
I'm from Pensacola, Florida. My name's Aaliyah.
Hey, Aaliyah.
Hey, Macy.
How are you?
Very good. I'm good.
It's so good to hear from you. Did you hear our challenge that's on the table?
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it. Definitely. That's kind of tough, Macy, but I heard it.
Now, why is it tough? I'm just curious. Why is it tough?
I don't know. But it does make you think. It really does. But the first thing to be grateful for most people would be family. And, you know, so that is a common question.
So I've taken that off the table.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, but I only got 3 answers, so that's okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm grateful for my newfound confidence. I'm grateful for chocolate, of course, though. And I'm grateful for the happiness that people bring in my life.
Oh, wow. I like that.
I do too. That's beautiful.
Can you please elaborate on that last one? I love all of them, but I really love that.
Right. Basically, it's great. Of course, you should always rely on yourself to bring happiness to your life. But it's also great to have people who are positive around you. And so when you're having a bad day, at least they can cheer you up. And, of course, you should do the same thing and give back. When they're having a bad day, you should also cheer them up. So it's great to have supportive friends and family around. And just if you see someone walking down the street and they seem to be frowning, if you just smile at them, that could brighten up their day. You never know.
That's right, something small. Again, we were talking about those small things that really do mean a lot. And sometimes we overlook that. So I'm so glad that you brought that out.
And sometimes that smile, it'll do more than just brighten up a person's day. Again, we often don't know what folks are going through from day to day.
Right.
And just to be acknowledged. Like a smile sometimes can acknowledge a person. And just the mere fact that you gave them a smile, you're acknowledging them that they that they are there.
And they have some value and worth.
Yes.
Exactly.
So can we need to challenge folks to smile at one another a little bit more.
Yeah, I love you that. This is a night of challenges.
Yeah, let's smile.
And I especially like your chocolate one. I'm with you on that one.
Oh, I love it too.
I'm with you on that one.
But I love when we say chocolate, I'm not talking about that Hershey Kiss. Chocolate.
Oh, I'll take those.
Oh, no.
I want some chocolate chocks, but I like
those.
Like some 85%, 70%.
Yeah,
chocolate. Yeah.
All right. I really do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. The confidence. It takes a big girl to say a statement like that you have found your confidence.
Right.
To share that.
Right.
So would you want to encourage some other people who are looking for that confidence, or, you know, you want to kind of expound on that a little bit more?
Yes. When it comes to confidence, I believe, I know there's going to be an even better place in my life one day, but right now I feel really good about myself. You shouldn't, I'm learning that you should never worry about what others are thinking about you. And you should never live your life to please others all the time. Always try and please yourself. Live your life and be happy. And confidence will come when you start taking care of yourself, to start thinking, like, what do I want? What makes me happy? But also, confidence comes when you have support of your family. Like, my family really supports me. So that's where my confidence is coming from.
Oh, Aaliyah, you have just said a mouthful. You really have. It sounds like you're talking about just having a balanced life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I can really appreciate that. We do need to have more balance in our lives. We need to know who we are so that we can know who we need to be for others. And once again, it seems to just be going in a circle again. This give and take.
Give and take. And you're both for male and female, right?
Right.
Right.
Both.
This is male and female. I think oftentimes, you know, women, we're looked at like we get into our feelings so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy that we do, but I just want to kind of like challenge the guys to think about this as well, and you get in touch with your feelings too, because, man, Aaliyah, you did hit on something. When we start to realize who we are and feel comfortable in our skin, in our own skin, that just makes things a little bit easier. It makes things easier.
Mm-hmm.
And we approach things in a different way, with a little bit more calmness, you know, like sturdiness, you know, you're just not off balance.
Right.
And the family and the supportive system, because I keep hearing you talk about family, if you have that, and that family can be extended family, close family, a friend that's a new family member, a church member. Yeah. So just for people who say, well, I don't have, you know, I'm not speaking to my mom, or I'm not speaking to my, let's look beyond that.
Right.
You know, family is it comes in all variations, right?
It does.
Right, of course.
Thank you, Aaliyah. You're such a wise woman.
Thank you.
And if you want to, Aaliyah, tell her how old you are.
Oh, I'm 18. I just turned 18.
Wow, you are so wise. Had I known what you know at 18, what you know right now,
you still can't.
I would just know, I mean, a lot of headaches. I would, you know, wow. Aaliyah, just continue on that path. And don't keep it to yourself. Please, share that attitude with other people. Share it with some of your friends. And don't be afraid to even share that with some older folks. You know, we're never too, you know, I'll be 40 in a couple of months, Nisi.
And guess how old I will be next month.
How old? Well, I told you, I'll be 40. I'm never too big to learn. I mean, I don't consider it old, but I'm just saying.
I'm going to be 29 for the 16th time.
Okay, Nisi. Okay.
I'm celebrating my 16th anniversary and my 29th birthday.
Aaliyah, can you speak confidence? Wait a minute. Hold up. Confidence. Thank you, Aaliyah. You continue to press forward and you continue to keep that attitude. And like I said, don't keep it to yourself. Spread it, you know, to other folks, okay?
Thank you so much for
thank
calling
you.
In, Aaliyah.
All right, thank Good night. You guys. Bye.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That is the only word for that. That was awesome.
That was
thought, very,
yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. I love the fact that, at 18 years old, you know, she's, I won't say, you know, we don't have it all figured out, right? We're always forever learning. But just to be that honest, first of all, to say that she's come to a level that she's confident in herself.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking back to that 18-year-old girl, I remember my little skinny awkward butt. I was so skinny, man. And, you know, looking at some of the other girls, and we're just putting it out there, you know, more developed and all that other stuff, and getting attention and all that other stuff. And the lack of confidence that I had in certain areas, you know. And so, wow, just to know that she's gotten it figured out so far, you know, in that area. That's great. And if people keep feeding into her, the right people.
Oh, yeah.
And she keeps speaking.
Limits.
And she keeps seeking information around that. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
No barriers, no limits on where you can be. None. I'm going to say another one of my things
what
that I am.
What is it?
And this might sound a little weird, but paper towels.
She really is in his little things, y'all.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like I said, the little things are really big things, and you know, mm-hmm. that speaks to me. But paper towels.
Mm-hmm.
Walked in my kitchen the other day and paper towels, and I smiled because that's a memory from through the years. I think we said on the previous show, this is my second marriage, and I just got married in December of 2013. Yes, so I'm still a little newlywed stage. But before that, I was, you know, had the first marriage. Yeah. You know, I was a single parent for a long time in struggling. My son kind of went off to the Air Force, which is a great thing. So me and my daughter are home, and this is kind of something that we share between us. She went off to college in Baton Rouge, so she'd come home, and if there were no paper towels, she knows money's kind of tight. So if there are paper towels in the house, she knows, oh, we got something to work with.
Okay.
So when I walk in and see paper towels, I smile. I say, you know what? Paper towels, that's a luxury. That's a luxury, so that's got to wait. We don't have paper towels this week. So sometimes she would come in and she'd say, all right, Mom, look, there's paper towels, but you're saying that things are tight this weekend.
But you have
so paper towels. So something's wrong. If you're tricking me right now because I see paper towels. But I'm thankful for paper towels because it was a luxury to me. That was one of those luxuries that, you know what, we can do without paper towels right now.
The little things. We're going to pause right there. And when we come back, I'll share with you my second thing that I'm thankful for. Once again, we are a ministry along the way. Missy, I am so thankful. I have to just say this before we take a break, that you thought about doing this show.
Good.
I am having fun. I mean, this is an exciting Tuesday. I look forward for Tuesday. So the topic is an attitude of gratitude, and we want for you all to tell us about three to five things that you are grateful for, and also an act of kindness that you may have done. And we encourage you guys to call in. We want to hear from you. And so the phone number is 347, that's the area code, 637-3604, and we will be right back.
Yeah.
back, folks. We are back. We are your hosts, Tanyelle and
I'm Demetria.
And once again, we are Ministry Along the Way. And today's topic is an attitude of gratitude. And, man, I just have to say, as we were segueing out for the break, and we were just kind of like talking amongst ourselves, you said, you know, we're doing a good job. And we really are. And I'm enjoying this. Mm-hmm. And I really, truly am thankful that you thought enough of me to share this experience. Folks, this is an internet talk show, right? We don't have a million listeners.
Right.
I kind of feel like we do, though. I mean, I feel like we're talking to a bunch of people. I really do. And this was birthed out of Demetria and I just conversations,
yeah.
And sometimes 3-hour conversations on the telephone or what have you.
So one time, Tanyelle came to my house on a Monday, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
Monday night, work night for both of us.
Yeah.
Left about 5 minutes to 3 a.m.
In the morning.
Yeah.
And was that my first time over here? Was that the first time? By myself?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we went out to eat, and we kind of almost shut down a restaurant. Right?
Yeah.
So I can see where she got this idea, but I didn't think I was worthy to be a partner in talking about this, so I am thankful. And that's one big thing, but she is challenging us, guys.
Yes.
I mean, this is a struggle, right? Because she's challenging us to think about 3 to 5 things that we are grateful for. And like she said, automatically we love our families, and we're thankful for that, and extremely thankful, because sometimes it can be a struggle trying to merge personalities
right.
among family. That's just, and basically that's sometimes what most of the conflict is about. It's got all these different people with different personalities, and nobody really means harm. You know, it's just trying to merge those personalities together. We're human, and we're trying to figure
right.
out how to do that. So we are grateful for family, right? But, you know, the health thing, yeah, we're grateful
yes.
for that, and we take that really seriously. But she's really trying to get, because she took my things, y'all. I had to scratch my stuff off the list, because she's like, no.
For the easy answers, for the quick answers.
Yeah, yeah, because I was with you, and, you know, that's what I was thankful for. But as you know, we were here talking, and I'm like, the little things. And I often say this to myself, don't laugh at me, but I'm thankful for the person who invented the bath.
Okay. I never thought about that, but okay.
Every time I get out of, I'm a shower girl. I love taking showers, okay? But every time, like, I'm like, man, especially a long day, a hard day, or even if I've just gotten off the tennis court, and not because I
yeah.
like smell or anything like that. I don't want to be funny, but I'm just like a shower, a bath. It feels so good for
yeah.
the body, and I'm like, thanks to the person who ever invented the bath. And so I am thankful for that. I am. You say
I like it. I like
you
that.
You say thankful shower.
Yeah,
you made me feel deep.
I know.
Yeah. I am so thankful for that. I really am.
Yeah,
I really truly am. I'm thankful for that.
You want to throw it? Come
no,
on,
go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm thankful for the color blue.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
Just, she loves blue. I am crazy about blue and always have been. It's the best color. If you didn't know it,
blue?
I'm telling you, yes, blue's the best
oh,
color.
Oh, I didn't know
it's
that,
the
y'all.
Best color.
Wow. Wow. Did you create that color?
No.
Okay,
no. But it is absolutely.
Why is blue the best color?
It just makes me feel good.
It doesn't make
me
feel blue?
No, it doesn't. It makes me, if I see blue, I get excited.
Wow.
And I'm drawn to it.
Okay.
You know, I have to go see, what's that blue thing? Oh, that's something blue. And it just pulls me in. It's comforting to me.
I wear blue often because
mm-hmm.
I wear blue jeans.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I never thought of it. I didn't realize that I wear that much blue until I had somebody helping me pick out pink colors. But I didn't know it was my color. Like,
yeah.
I didn't, yeah.
It's my color. It's definitely my color.
She loves blue. We are in a blue room right now, y'all.
Yeah.
And we are definitely not feeling blue. But, Misi, I have to get this big thing out, though. I am thankful, y'all, for sanity, that I have a peace of mind. I am serious. You know, one thing, I think about Hurricane Katrina, and I say this, you know, this is another one of those thoughts, you know, as I'm driving, I'm always, when I'm in a car by myself, and I'm like, man, New Orleans and just folks in this region, we are some resilient people that, you know, we kind of like just chugged along.
Yeah.
And just like picked right back up after Hurricane Katrina, those that
right.
decided to stay. And we just chugged along. I know we've had another major storm, you know, we had other storms since Katrina, you know, Isaac.
Right.
But Katrina was like really, it was a major, you know, hurricane.
Life change.
Yeah. And just the mere fact, sometimes I just stop and pause, and I'm like, man, how did I even just pick up and just, and I, you know, that was tough. Not to like put a damper on everything, but that was a tough situation. And if I feel like that, I know there are a lot of folks that probably just, you know, feel like that. And I'm oftentimes saying that New Orleans folks, Louisiana regional folks, we're some resilient folks.
Yeah.
To keep pressing
absolutely.
On like that
absolutely.
And not having, like, just completely broken down and lost it, you know?
Right.
And so, and then with some of the things that you hear that go on in society often,
right.
You know, recent, well, news that we've heard, you heard Ferguson, you know, you
right.
can hear, you know, sometimes bad news after bad news after bad news. And I'm just thankful for a peace of mind. That's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Yes. Oh, I can go with that.
Yes. Yeah, peace of mind.
Peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of
absolutely.
A lot of this stuff that we're talking about, again, I just want to be in the frame of mind of let's spread it around. So if we're going to be spreading
kindness
around,
yes.
spreading acts of kindness, yes, let's spread some peace around and spread that around too.
Mm-hmm. I am thankful for, so I'm going to go little thing, big thing. Is that okay with you? Okay, because I got to get some of those big things out there. So, I love carrot cake.
Okay.
I think you heard me mention
yeah.
that a lot, right? I am so thankful for carrot cake. I love carrot cake. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah,
it's like you're confessing. I love carrot cake.
But it's a little thing. It's a little thing. I truly love it. I love when my little niece leaves messages on my phone. And, I mean,
yeah.
she may not say, you know, she's only 7. I mean, she's not leaving, but it's just Petey. Are you coming to get me? I mean, it can simply
yeah.
be that, and just for the fact, you know, she wants to be in my company, and it just melts my little heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I am extremely thankful for that little girl. I really am. So yeah, I'll throw it back at you. Those are
okay.
my two little big things.
Well, you know, I'm thankful for this. We mentioned this before. Old classic movies.
Oh yeah.
Again,
oh yeah.
It takes me to another time, another place. Things are a little slower.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned that last week, I think it was, and just that there was a mystique. There was some kind of mystery even to the
yeah,
actors and
celebrities now,
yeah.
I just don't feel like they,
yeah.
there's no celebrity to your celebrity.
So
anymore.
I'm thankful for
yeah.
that the time passed. I don't know, maybe sometimes I think maybe I should have been born another
oh,
time
wow.
because oh, that intrigued me.
Mm.
I used to look at a movie and see how things used to be, how grocery stores even used to be set up. Like, I'm thinking right now of an old Sidney Poitier movie,
Go Ahead
the Blue, you know, just to throw the blue back in.
Oh, my
goodness. But he's just a trip in the grocery store. I'm like, look at that. And look, you know,
was the movie just set in the grocery store?
No.
Those old movies, you
no.
know, the whole setting could have been in one spot the
it
whole time. Yeah.
But the thing is, they knew how to write a story.
Yeah.
You know, there was a good script in those
good plot.
Very good plot.
No cookie cutter.
No. And, you know, we have so many remakes of the old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I can appreciate those, and sometimes I can't. You know, sometimes they get it right, and sometimes they don't. But I really like the old stuff. That's where my television channel is parked mostly,
okay.
on the old stuff. So
yeah.
So I don't know much about what's going on the reality shows.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't tuned into that in a long time. But I'm thankful for old movies.
Well, I have been looking at the reality TV shows, trying to prepare for if we ever talk about stuff like this. And I have to say, I don't know how much longer I can go with this. You know, I call it research. Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's just bananas. I'm sorry. You're not missing anything. I'm just saying. I'm thankful for good friendship.
Okay.
If you know, if you watch that stuff, I am thankful for good friendship and again a peace of mind.
Uh-huh.
A peace of mind, child. But the other big thing is, so we just had a I went to a women's ministry class today
okay.
at church, and so I'm just thankful for where I worship. I am thankful for my church home. Mm-hmm. I really am. I think I am under good leadership there.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah, and I really genuinely appreciate where I fellowship. Mm-hmm. I appreciate not just the leadership there, but the other church members. Like, you know, you find some, I heard someone, we said smile. People are always smiling.
Yeah.
If I'm not smiling, I catch people, you know, they'll ask, are you okay? Like, is that it? Because you're not, you know, you generally always are smiling and stuff. So, you know, I'm so grateful for mm-hmm. finding that place or being led to that place. I truly am.
So I'm just going to springboard off that where I work, and it is a community college in the city of New Orleans. One of your church members, several of your church
members. Can I say where I go to church? Franklin Avenue. I just want to say,
But this one lady, I don't know her well,
mm-hmm.
But I was approaching the building one morning to come in, and she was just getting out of her car and making her way to the door, and she was just issuing out hugs. It was just one morning, I couldn't use the hug, but she went to, like, this person here, oh, come here, she's hugging them, and she gave this other person a hug, and I was, you know, to make this about gratefulness, I was just grateful to have witnessed that. Because it's like, I can use a hug, but even just seeing it did something to me.
I get excited when we're talking about little things.
Yes.
I get excited when we're having events at the church and it's for women. To see all the men who are in the parking lot, like they have their safety vests on, and they're making certain that we're getting to and from the church safely. I mean, it's, you know, they're just out there, like, in roles, and they're serious about, you know, it's like they're protecting us. And I kind of, like, we say little things. I just love that. I'm like, these are men being men, you know, and, like, really feel that it is their charge, their responsibility to make sure we are okay. And they, you know, they give us our time. We had an event a while back, and it was just really delightful to see. And so, I am appreciative about where I worship and to kind of see some
good.
Of that
That's good.
Going on. Again. Not to say it doesn't happen anywhere else, but, you know, I am experiencing that where I worship.
Yeah, just to reiterate what you're saying about the little things.
Mm-hmm.
We know we can see God in the big things, and sometimes we look for those angel appearances and trumpet blasts, but he's in the small things, too.
He operates through us, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
That's how we're supposed to work.
Right. So we're just making a point tonight, just talking about some of the small things that add up to big things, right?
Right. And the small things adding up to big things, I'm glad you said that, because small things are so important, guys. You know, married, Demetria. Single, Tanya, in case you guys don't know, we've said it a couple of times, you know. So, but that's one of the things that, you know, in waiting for a mate, that's one of the most attractive things to me and a guy is the little things that he'll do or say. You know, I'm always looking for that. You know, you can tell me the big stuff about what you got going on and all that stuff. But, you know, I'm always listening for those little intentional things that a person may do in their lives or even do for others or just an attitude. I'm always looking for those little things, mm-hmm. you know. In particular, I have a friend who's more than able to do some big things, you know. But spend time cooking for his mom on Mother's Day. And I just thought that was really
little things.
Yeah.
They say a lot.
And I thought that was really sweet. I'm sure she appreciated that because it's the little things that matter to me. So girls, ladies, well, you know, if you're out and you're looking for a guy, I think that's one of the things we should go for. You know, it's easy. Let me tell you, Niecy, we just cutting it straight, you know, shooting it straight here. You know, I even tell my little, I used to tell Jasmine, my younger niece, that, you know, if a guy spends time with you, you just mentioned your husband carving out that time.
Right.
To me, that's what matters, that time, because you really had to stop doing something or put something on the side to spend that time. But when you can easily buy me something, you know, you can go and buy a purse or some shoes or something. something tangible, you know, things like that stuff, material things, and drop me a gift and then head out the door.
Right.
But when you call about that time.
Oh, yeah. It meant something.
So God cooking a meal, you call God some time.
Oh, yeah.
So, guys, if you're listening, if you know how to cook, no, I'm just joking. Don't call in for that. This is not a dating show.
Oh, I thought you were getting ready to tell them what your favorite meal is.
No, we just like to have fun on this show, guys. But seriously, the little thing.
Yeah. One more of mine is my camera.
You love my camera.
Yes, and I did have it with me. I mentioned I was out there like a tourist taking pictures this Saturday. Loved it.
Did you get some good pictures?
I did. I really did. Yes. That's
And when did you get this camera and who got this camera?
Oh, she's baiting me. She's baiting me.
Santa Claus, y'all. Yes. Santa Claus bought the camera. The other thing, I love food. So we're talking about a little thing. I am grateful for food. Let me tell you why. Can I tell you why?
Go ahead.
Food and conversation. I love a good get-together.
Yes.
And I love to put on, you know, just have some food. Or even if we went out to eat, you know, I would love it to be in a home setting. But I love a good get-together and having
good conversation
over food. Over some good food. You ought to see me sometimes, you know, if I'm eating food and it's good, I'm like, like, ooh, you know, like, yeah, I love food and good conversation.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Love. So, yeah.
I think that's the top for me. Not so much the food. I mean, I love food, but I love a good conversation.
Yeah.
I absolutely do.
And it's something about it being around. I got to include food. It just seems, when you're sharing a meal with someone, it just seems so personable, so intimate, and and we just all, you know, picking from a couple of dishes.
Is this time to plan another get together?
Do I sound like I'm looking for a get together? Yeah.
I love
you. Like to put on get together.
Yes. I have some ideas.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
You want to share them or you want to wait?
No, I'm going to wait.
Okay.
I'm going to wait.
Okay. Okay.
But, oh, yeah. This is a good one. This is a good, I'm always getting the bright ideas. This is a good one. I think you're going to like it.
You know, I think, and it has a lot to do with my upbringing. We always went to grandmother's house on a Sunday. I miss that.
Yeah, I
so miss that. And see, you did. And then it can be any day of the week. If it's someone's birthday or something like that, somebody's going to get a cake, and we're going to go over to someone's house. We're going to say happy birthday. It could be a Tuesday. Whatever. And it was just always around food. And so not just about, you know, just chiming down on food, y'all. It just seems to have brought people together.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, remember what I was saying about there's so many divisions that we want to start looking for things that do bring people together.
In the summertime, you put on a pot of crawfish, a boil of crawfish, and you see some folks come together. You know, hey, I know you're looking for seafood, but you put on some seafood, people come.
Yeah.
And I just grew up, you know, in that environment. I have seen it kind of like diminish a little bit as we kind of get busy and things like that. Or not so much as when we get busy. And I'm largely responsible for this. This is a confession. The older people get old, and they just don't have the energy and the strength to do it anymore. And
they haven't passed the baton on to the next generation.
Well, let me just say maybe the next generation hasn't picked up the baton. And so, you know, I did in the last past couple of years, I started to open my home for Christmas. And so my mother and my brother and sister and her significant other, you know, and brother's friends and stuff, and they would come over to my home before we went to Granny's house. So I cooked a spread, and it was cool. And then you just recently.
Yes, I did. I had my Christmas Eve get-together.
Yeah, you had that. And I just think that we should get back to doing more of that.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm. And I used to say that to one of my aunts, my Aunt Louise. We used to get together on Sundays for dinners and all that. We need to start doing that again. Of course, she looks at me, well, you go right ahead and do it. It's like, no, but you're so good at it.
Well, but did you hear what you just said?
Oh, yeah.
And they're worn out.
Yeah.
They have been doing, I don't know how, you know, I look at Granny and I'm just saying to myself, how did she do
do this, you know. And my grandmother said some. I mean,
there was enough food for everybody, though.
And she would get up. She would start her meal. She always tells me, you know, what did you cook today? And it's a Sunday, and I go, you know, well, I'm going to start my meal when I'm getting home from church. And she's, you just starting your meal, because her meal was already started Saturday night.
Yeah, that's not me.
I'm just saying, you know, it was Saturday night, and she had 15 kids, so I guess that was, you know.
That's
she
what
had
that is, yeah.
But she kept this thing up into, you know, enough for me to see, witness it, and I, Granny, I know you're not listening, but I just have to say shout out to Granny. I love you for that.
I'm grateful for that.
Because really, it kept us together. We just had a really lovely Christmas we did, and it kind of reminded me of those times. You know, everybody was pretty much home for the most part. And coming here Christmas Eve and then going there for Christmas, it was
really so sad. So even what Aaliyah was saying earlier when she called in about family,
mm-hmm.
and having family just there, being surrounded and knowing that you had that support base.
How else would you know what's going on in someone's life if you're not face-to-face? I mean, I know we have telephones, y'all. We have these cell phones, and I think they've handicapped us a little bit because it keeps us from one another, you know, kind of
guard us. And it changes. And I don't know, this is just something that's kind of off the wall, but remember telephone numbers? Remember when you
had
a telephone
number? Oh, goodness, you're going way back now.
You know?
Yeah, because if you break the phone, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. You better write the numbers. You know, I better write these numbers down.
Yeah, but just we used to remember
mm-hmm. telephone numbers, and you know, you're absolutely correct on that. And but going back to the social, when you have socials, you find little groups, segments of family members that'll kind of sit around amongst each other in pockets, right? And they're finding out about one another,
right?
And good information, whether it be something that a person may need or whatever it is, but you're. And so we should get back to some of that community cooking and inviting people over. So let's have more get togethers. Can we challenge people?
Yeah, so we got some challenges on the table tonight, right?
So you have to smile more, smile at someone, right?
Random acts of kindness.
And host a get together at your home.
Yes, and live in an attitude of gratitude.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say never too late to start doing that. It's never too late to start doing any of this.
It's never. You can start now.
Yeah.
Can I just, we have 1 minute left. Oh, we have some time. So I just want to share this scripture with folks really quickly, and this hopefully it encouraged some folks. It has encouraged me. Ephesians 4:32, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. So that goes with our theme about sharing acts of kindness, right?
Yes, it does.
So we want to employ you all to do that. We think the young lady who told us that she wanted to do some things for her coworkers. Her staffers at work.
We're out. Our time is gone.
It's gone,
yes.
All right. Good night. Thank you guys for sharing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.